Good to get back on the winning trail again tonight.
Yeah, it was important, especially with being at home. You know, two defeats in a week is never nice, and it's it was imperative that we won the game today. And I thought we deserved it. You know, it was a really good professional performance for the players. We wanted to get back on track, not just with results, but as in getting a clean sheet as well. That was important today, because we conceded sloppy goals recently. And in the end, you know, just looking over some of our play downstairs, I was pleased because they were really patient in their build-up at times, and Colchester are difficult to play against. You know, we've seen the last few games. We've seen them beat Bristol City last week. They're very disciplined without the ball. You know, they get back into two banks of four, and the two forwards drop into their own half, and they condense the attacking side of the game that we want to do. So patience was going to be key today within that, and it possibly could have been more in the end.
How impressed were you with the midfield today? Super.
I thought the rotation in there and the ball retention was fantastic. You know, and it's quite hard to be patient at home sometimes, because myself included, the fans, everybody wants you to get the ball up there and go and attack. But I think we had something like 62% possession today, 24 shots on goal. You know, and it's okay having the possession, but you've got to have attempts on goal within that as well. And we're both sides, and you know, criticism, should we have scored more? Yeah, because we created some really good chances.
Was that a bit of a curveball for Abdul today? They might not have expected that.
Maybe, and I thought he'd done really well. I can't, off the top of my head, remember him losing the ball. You know, and although he's only 22, we all know he's got a trick up his sleeve. Maybe too many sometimes. But talking about ball retention, I thought he was fantastic with that today. He knew when to keep it simple, knew when to get on the ball and try his little speciality, if you like. You know, he's like a juggler sometimes with our football. But he's, for a young kid, he's very mature in his football knowledge and how he plays the game. And he's played at the highest level, you know, albeit not very often. But I think we've seen flashes of that today.
Their right back was getting a bit of joy. Concern when you play that
system. It is, and you know, first half I thought we dealt with it reasonably well. I've got to mention the front two, because they worked their socks off for the team. You know, three or four times in the first half they've sprinted back to do that, and when you do play that system, you are a little bit vulnerable down the sides. You know, and we've got a couple of point of contacts. First point of contact, can the front men get out there? If they can the guy at the tip of the diamond get out there? And then your two wide midfielders, you know, but they had a bit of joy with it, but we dealt with it.
Sorry, Petey, a lot during the week, but the first goal was important again.
Yeah, massive. It is, at any level. Yeah. You know, and, we got in front, felt should have been in front before that. You know, we'll fit the bar twice as well. You know, maybe got a little bit of a let off with the penalty. But I think that was a little bit of justice there.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, we talked a lot about getting a good start, but we could have gone behind an early goal again with the penalty. No complaints about the penalty, by the way.
I've got loads of complaints about the penalty.
Yeah.
It wasn't a penalty.
It wasn't a penalty? No. You don't think he pushed you in the back?
No, have you seen it again?
I haven't had a chance to see it. No.
I think Reese has possibly been guilty of brushing his fingernail onto his back. There you go. If that's contact in the box, then I don't know what it is. Never. Never. You want to get your glasses checked, mate.
Glasses got my finger.
What about our penalty then?
Definite penalty.
You said the other night how important Curtis Main was when he came on the other night. It was a fantastic shift.
He did. He worked his socks off. You know, he's down there beating himself up about the chance that he missed. But it was a more difficult chance than what it looked. I've been there myself at that time. I've missed the target plenty of times from that position. So, but he's all round game today, and he's worked great off the ball for the team. And Nathan's was one of the main reasons we were then allowed to pass the ball the way we did at times.
I know you want to enjoy this one tonight, Paul, but there's some big games coming up in March,
isn't there? There is, and I'm going to give you the old boring answer of they're all big games. And this was a massive game for us today. It really was, after two defeats. The ironic thing is, I felt we played better second half on Tuesday night as what we did today. You know, we've came away with the 3 points.
Cop's got a chance Tuesday.
He has, he's out there training at the minute. He'll train again on Monday, then we'll see how he is. He's had a good week training with Ben Rome. He was a little bit sore afterwards, so that's why we decided to leave it today. But I don't foresee any problems with him for Tuesday.
You might be an A&R, but you've got this little lad after your job, isn't it?
And as I tell you, he's magnificent. He is, absolutely. He picked a team for me before the game. Told me the tactics, substitutions, and he actually called the goal scorers. So he's going to come every week now.
Being good on for genuine.
Fantastic. Fantastic from the club to do it. You know, the kids have enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. And it was good. It was good fun. So credit to everybody.
You talked about getting a let off with losing the two games, with the other games going for you. The other games have gone for you again today. So what this time we've gone.
Yeah, we have. And I honestly felt that after the last two games, we did have a little bit of a let off, and it was important today that we didn't let that happen again. You know, we lost two games in a row, and we still found ourselves just outside the playoffs in goal difference. And things like that happen, you have to capitalise on it. You know, and that's the most pleasing thing about today.
You can go to Preston on Tuesday with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, why not? You know, we gave them a really good game here. And we drew 1-1 and always scored late on, but we played some really good stuff, and they're a good team. But you know, apart from last Saturday, our away form has been really, really good. So we can go there and have a right good go at them.
Yeah,